Welcome to Israel AT News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mostly clear and cool this morning. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant start to the day. Jerusalem is seeing some cloud cover, while Haifa is experiencing a light breeze. Eilat remains warm and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Lebanon's President Aoun urges Israel to pursue talks, not war. He states he will not meet Netanyahu until a deal is signed. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Trump says the U.S. will declare total victory over Iran within 2 weeks. He claims Netanyahu follows his orders, while Iran warns of a crushing response. Also this hour, according to Walla, Ben-Gvir proposes to arrest the wives of terrorists. This follows the security cabinet meeting after the Netanyahu-Trump call and the Lebanon ceasefire order. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Iran continues ballistic missile attacks toward Israel since Sunday night. Damage was reported in a Sumerian community, but no injuries. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Israel struck Iranian military targets following the Iranian missile attack. This marks Israel's first reported attack on Iran since the April ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. From Belaz News, posting just minutes ago, unconfirmed reports suggest Iran's IRGC has lost contact with Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei after an Israeli strike on a power station. It speculates Khamenei went off the grid to avoid tracking. Danny Dannon, posting earlier today, says the suspension of ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan proves the institution is flawed. He calls for the cancellation of arrest warrants against Netanyahu. Middle East 24 reports earlier today that Egyptian billionaire Sabri Naknok, known as the godfather of thugs, has been arrested. He's accused of running a crime syndicate involving extortion and weapon smuggling. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon's call for talks. Times of Israel reports that President Aoun emphasizes any agreement with Israel would be a non-aggression pact, not a peace deal. He ties normalization of ties to an established agreement. This highlights ongoing regional tensions with potential impact on future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, Ynet details Trump's declaration of total victory over Iran, pointing to a potential escalation. Trump's comments about Netanyahu suggest a strong U.S. influence on Israeli decisions. Iran's warning of a crushing response indicates possible further conflict, which could destabilize the region. Meanwhile, Walla covers Ben-Gvir's controversial proposal amid recent security discussions. His call to arrest terrorists' wives is sparking debate and could influence future security policies. This reflects the complex dynamics within Israel's political landscape. In related news, Iran's continued missile attacks, as reported by I-24 News, add to the ongoing conflict. The damage in Samaria underscores the threat to civilian areas. This sustained aggression could provoke further military responses from Israel. That strike comes hours after Iran's missile attack, as reported by Axios. Israel's response marks a significant phase in the conflict. These actions highlight the fragile ceasefire and the potential for renewed hostilities, affecting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, Israel's economic growth forecast remains strong, yet the country struggles with high deficits. The OECD notes Israel's robust recovery, but fiscal challenges persist. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Sayera, an Israeli cybersecurity startup, raises $300 million, boosting its valuation to $12 billion. This highlights the booming tech sector in Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Zutacor raises $10 million for its innovative data center cooling technology. Based in Sderot, the company is pioneering waterless cooling solutions for AI servers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.